Yeah, thank you very much. And it's great to be speaking to somebody in English for a change. They don't speak much English over here, we've found out all week. But yeah, no, it's been fantastic, and it's been a great achievement for the boys. The boys in Letterkenny look after McGar there, Neil and the fellas. It's great to come out here to the other side of Europe and to win a prestige event like this.
Gary, I suppose rallying in Donegal is one thing, but rallying in France, tell me, what's the differences?
Yeah, I think with the disappointment of Donegal this year, we got our heads together and probably go and do something different instead of finish the year off in a downer. And thanks to Voodoo Nightclub and Deer Park College and the old Archer Inn and all the Donegal boys, we've got a budget together from over here. And the competition is very, very strong over here, as you can imagine. You have all the works teams, the Peugeots and the Skodas and all the World Car FES. And we had a great battle all weekend. And, you know, we thought when LeBeau went off the sit-and drive, the engine went in the second stage, it left the whole rally wide open, and it was up to us to grasp the opportunity and not let it go then.
Gary, suppose when you look at rallying, there was obviously disappointment there from the Donegal point of view. Yeah. But what brought you to France? Why that particular rally?
Well, they've been trying to get us over now for several years. It's the biggest rally in the north of France. I speak to you now, we've only went over the ramp, and there's thousands of people here. It's in their blood. It's like Donegal. And they've been trying for years to get us over. No Irish driver has ever competed here before. Now, saying that, there's 10 or 12 English crews here this year. But there's never been a driver from outside France to win this rally. It's their main event. It's their Donegal. So they've been trying for years to get us to come, but it never really suited. You know, the time was always just after Donegal, and, you know, after Donegal, it's usually over for us. But just this year, we decided we'd come on, and an opportunity came up, and we just got on the boat and came over and said very little to anybody about coming here. And I think that's the best thing, and that's what worked out the best for us to end up.
Going in with less pressure, Gary, no doubt it has paid dividend for you, and the trusty man sitting beside you, well, hopefully he's sitting beside you, Rory Kennedy as well, an achievement that something you shall behold.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I said to Rory on Saturday morning, we're going out, we were chatting with Irv and all the works team, and I said, geez, Rory, I'm nervous. And he said to me, what are you nervous about? You were on holidays. And he was right, there was no pressure on us. We didn't have to, you know, we haven't spoken to very little people. Nobody speaks English here, but there was very little pressure on us. But I think after the second stage, when we were in the lead then, I think people sat up and took notice of Ireland Day, as they call us. They call us the crazy men from Ireland Day. I don't know if they're chatting about me or my team, because I don't think you've been to bed in four nights. It's been a great party town over here.
Well, Gary, no doubt it could possibly be the haircut maybe. But getting back to the rallying, Gary, driving in the heat, what was that like?
Yeah, it's very, very warm today. We're 30 degrees here at one time today, and it's very, very warm. And as you can imagine, it's not like a home in Ireland with all the hedges and the trees. It's very open, through fields and a lot of gravel tracks. You know, we could have covered maybe 10 or 15 kilometres of proper gravel roads in the middle of the tarmac stages. So it's completely different standing at home. You know, with gravel tyres on gravel surfaces, and our tarmac tyres on gravel surfaces, we don't have that at home. It's completely different. And I think everybody was probably amazed how quick, like a duck took the water. We were on the pace nearly from right to the off, and you know, it's completely different from Ireland. But I really enjoyed it, to tell you the truth. And you know, in fact, I think we're leaving the car here now. There's another rally in 3 weeks' time, which they want us to stay for. So I think probably the car might stay here now for a couple of weeks.
Gary, What's next? Suppose that was my next question to you, but it seems to really struck a trigger with you. It's something you enjoyed, that particular type of high-paced hot heat, yeah, and dealing with that as well, rally. Yeah. That particular type of rally, Gary.
Yes, definitely. You know, the heat, the fast roads, they're incredibly fast. I mean, like, sixth gear flat out, just through fields, you know, tarmac roads, just big cuts we don't do in Ireland. But yeah, Rally Charlemagne is in 3 weeks' time up in the Belgian border, and the organisers have put a lot of pressure on us today till possibly leave the car here and fly back out in 3 weeks to do the rally. So I have to speak to Neil and the mechanics to see what they say, but there's a First Motorsport here over in Belgium who gave us a hand with the car a few years ago, have offered their garages for my men from Donegal to look after the car, to go up and do some work. So we're actually thinking about leaving the car in Belgium and the boys to fly home and fly back out and get the car ready. But it looks like we're going to stay and do another round of the French Championship the way it's materialised today.
Obviously, Gary, I would look at your overall runs throughout the rally in France there. Describe to me the type of competition you were coming up against.
Well, you have Stefan Leverve, who's the reserve driver for Citroën in the World Championship. He was here in Azara, but his engine went after on the second stage. I think we were 10 seconds off him, but like that was our first stage on French tarmac. But like you have Stefan, you have all the work teams here, all the Peugeot teams, Citroën teams, Skoda teams. They're all here, and I don't think I'm being disrespectful, but they're all here in their big lorries, and we've landed in an 04DL van, transit van full of tyres, and you know, I think they've just, we were just over in the corner of the service area, and I don't think yesterday evening they could believe it was our wee team from Donegal over in the corner that was leading this big prestigious rally in the north of France. But that probably put more pressure on us today to try and get the thing finished. But you know, hats off to the boys, that you know, they haven't, the car has been faultless all weekend, and that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, I only drive the car, so you know, it's up to the boys to leave the car and great condition, and has been this weekend, faultless.
How important is it to have that team with you, Gary? No doubt, as you mentioned, you alluded to the massive professional setups, and as you indicated, your setup not so big, but it didn't really matter at the end of the day. You were the guy that won the rally.
Yeah, definitely, and I think that's why people over here in France have got behind us so much, because there was more people in our wee transit van than there was around the big service crews. And like, if I told you now I was standing out looking over Park Fermi and there's thousands of people here, you wouldn't believe it. It's unbelievable the crowds that they've got behind it here. But for such a wee team from Donegal, like Neil and the lads, working my car later, Kenny, for them to tramp over here, like on an overnight boat on Wednesday to get here on Thursday, for scrutiny on Friday, and don't forget my car was at Bear Shell last Friday, and JF Shovelin and the boys down in Brooklyn there painted the car last week, and they built it, I think, on Monday and Tuesday night and went straight to the boat. And I think CBM put the sign writing on the car when it was on the filler. So, you know, all them from the Gall boys have all got together and put us out here. And only for them it wouldn't happen.
Well, Gary, we do congratulations and well done. And no doubt, hopefully, you might come back from France in the next couple of weeks with another victory.
We might stay here for 3 weeks behind this one sinks in. We might bother coming home. But yeah, thanks very much. And thank everybody and all the sponsors in Donegal for their support. And yeah, it's been a really enjoyable weekend.